Welcome to this week's episode of the IG Market Insights podcast. I'm Emma Crosby. This week has seen some major earning numbers from different sectors affected by the global pandemic, giving investors a glimpse into the real impact COVID-19 is having on these household names. This podcast is produced by IG in collaboration with CNBC Catalyst, and CNBC News is not involved in the creation of this content. So to find out what it means for investors like you, I'm joined by IG Chief Market Analyst Chris Beecham. Hi, Chris.
Hi, Emma.
So, Chris, in the spotlight, we've got the e-commerce giants such as Amazon. What about eBay, though, and say Shopify, in the shadows perhaps these days, but are they managing to capitalize from the global lockdowns?
Yes, they are. From the looks of it, we're still seeing those same trends in terms of online shopping, perhaps not quite as impressive as Amazon, but still a very strong performance. And that's certainly bolstered the share price for Shopify, which is now Canada's largest company by market valuation. eBay, perhaps not quite so much. The stock actually down after its earnings. I think we're just seeing that higher standard to which these online firms are being held, really, because they're expected to do so well. But nonetheless, yes, there's still the signs of consumers staying at home, having to shop more online, and that really is benefiting these names.
Well, Chris, let's chat about McDonald's and Starbucks now. Very much on the other side of the story, these massive household names reporting worst ever global sales because of the pandemic shutdown. They're pretty much back up and running as companies now, aren't they? I suppose the big question, though, is what happens if there's another lockdown?
I think that's the big concern, really. In some senses, they're useful bellwethers for how consumers are reacting in the post-lockdown world. And in that sense, the signs of a rebound are quite encouraging. But I think there is that sense of we could easily slip back into lockdown. Now, as we move into August, we're certainly seeing the signs of that. Cases are on the rise again across the globe. You've got the British government imposing travel restrictions. You can easily see how this might snowball across the globe into further lockdowns. And in that sense, I think investors will be quite worried that the worst isn't over for these kind of stores and that renewed harsh lockdowns will hit revenue in Q3 and Q4. I think that's the key theme really for the whole earnings season, is that investors can probably cope if it's a one-off quarter or maybe even two quarters. But I think if this really starts to extend into Q4 and into the beginning of next year, then I think a lot of the gains we've seen in these big name stocks really do start to come into question.
And Chris, some truly dreadful numbers from the aviation world, the likes of Boeing, and also in Europe, the likes of Ryanair talking about a 60% drop in traffic this year. Does that matter though to investors? What's more important?
I think the loss of traffic this year is almost less important to investors than what comes next. In fact, I suspect that many people would have thought the loss of traffic would be worse than 60% when we're in the depths of the crisis just a few months ago. What comes next is perhaps the more important thing. And for Ryanair, it will be, are people allowed to go back on holiday again? For other airlines, the big flag carriers, the bigger questions will be, do we see a return of business demand? Now, a couple of months ago, I think airlines generally and the industry bodies were saying that they might see a rebound in activity by the end of 2021, early 2022. But that's now been pushed out to 23 and 24. And I think that makes them much less of a secure bet. It's fine maybe investing in airline stocks now if you thought the rebound was maybe a year away, because you could be that patient. But if you're talking 3 or 4 years, then the question becomes, should I stay in the sector or should I move to places where there are better opportunities? And there probably are better opportunities in the market at this point in time.
So what does all this mean for the markets? Well, Chris, I spoke to you at the start of the earnings season. Is it as volatile as you expected it to be on the IG platform?
From an equity perspective, yes, we have seen quite a few big moves across the board. You've seen, of course, Shopify was up 6% on the back of its news. It's around 15% higher over the past 5 days. So we are seeing quite a big movement in both directions. For the indices, it's been relatively quiet, actually. I think there's a lot of caution, as we expected.
So earnings season full throttle next week, Chris. We've got some big players, one of them, of course, being Disney. And that's an interesting company, isn't it? Because it has exposure to COVID-19 with its theme parks, but maybe has benefited from more and more of us staying at home and watching its content. What are you looking out for?
Well, yes, I think Disney is interesting because it straddles both worlds of online and indeed back, sort of the attempt to return to normal, reopening its theme parks. Now, the Disney Plus element has been a big success, really. The launch couldn't come at a more opportune time, really. But even with the huge signups the firm is seeing for this new service, it doesn't make up for the the lack of business from the closure of its theme parks. We have seen some return to normal here. And I think perhaps Disney is that bellwether for people. If Disney's reopened, perhaps we've returned to normal. And there's a lot of store being set by that.
Well, that's it for this week. Thanks so much to Chris Beecham, Chief Market Analyst from IG, for joining me. We're back with new episodes every Thursday throughout earnings season. Subscribe to get them first on your favourite podcast platform or catch up on demand at igmarketinsights.com.
Turn volatility into opportunity this earnings season. With IG, you can trade the moment announcements happen, thanks to our out-of-hours markets on over 70 popular US stocks. Plus, you can invest commission-free in US shares when you open three or more positions per month. Search IG Earnings Season to find out more. Your capital is at risk. 76% of retail investor accounts lose money when trading CFDs and restricted options with this provider. You should consider whether you can afford to take the risk of losing your money. Deal three or more times in the previous month to qualify for our best commission rates.